guys ready to order?
Sure.
Okay, Priya?
I have the shepherd's pie. You want to split that with me?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Why not?
Well, you know, milk in the taters, milk in the gravy, Parmesan crust. Your lactose intolerant boyfriend will turn into a gas-filled Macy's Day balloon.
Not quite accurate. The Macy's balloons are filled with helium, whereas Leonard produces copious amounts of methane.
So, no on the shepherd's pie. Move on.
Yeah, little Tiffy says he can eat frozen yogurt. Do not believe it.
Sea bass. I'll have the sea bass.
Yeah, you gotta like this. I mean, the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend bonding over your rooty-tooty stinky booty.
Kill me.
It wouldn't help. The human body is capable of being flatulent for hours after
Benedette
death.
Joins them.
I have amazing news.
Bernadette, before you change the subject, does anyone have any final comments on Leonard's faulty digestive system?
So what's your news, Bernadette?
The thesis committee accepted my doctoral dissertation. I'm getting my PhD.
Congratulations.
Wow, so that means you're a doctor, you're a doctor, you're a doctor, you're a doctor, and Howard, you know a lot of doctors.
Congratulations, honey.
Thank you.
So, Howard, tell us, how's it feel knowing that when you two get married, you'll be referred to as Mr. and Dr. Wallowitz?
Unless he takes Bernadette's last name, and considering her advanced status, that could open some doors for him.
Please, this isn't about me. I'm proud of you.
Well, you'll really be proud of this. I was headhunted by a big pharmaceutical company. They're gonna pay me a buttload of money.
What? Bernadette, that's great. Howard, do you make a buttload?
Better than what you
She sits down.
Of.
Hey, if I roll down the windows in the car, everything's peachy. If you do it, you're still not a doctor.
Yeah, just a heads up on the car window deal. It helps, but everything is not peachy.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery.
The Big Bang Theory.
If there was a problem, I'd solve it. Check out the hook on my DJ.
Raj is on his laptop. He takes off his headphones and walks to the fridge.
Oh, God, I feel ridiculous in this dress.
You look beautiful, Lieutenant O'Hara. Now prepare for inspection.
My brother's going to hear you. Oh,
relax, he's got headphones on, and we're 10 miles above Earth in a starship.
Really? 10 miles? You're orbiting inside the atmosphere? Moron.
I can't believe I'm wearing my brother's Halloween costume.
I can't believe you think he only wears it on Halloween. Open the landing bay doors. Shuttlecraft approaching.
Okay, gotta go.
Howard's house.
Hey, what's up?
Is that my future daughter-in-law, the doctor?
No, Ma, it's Rob.
Yes, everybody's a doctor but me!
Well, whose fault is that?
What's up?
Lena's putting disgusting memories in my memory foam mattress. Can I stay here tonight?
Well, sure, but I'm going out with Bernadette. It'll just be you and my mother.
I guess that's okay.
Ma, can Rajay sleep over?
Of course! He and I can play doctor!
She's kidding, right?
I don't know. She's pretty feisty since they put her on hormone replacement therapy.
Hey, Jean, Dr. Cutie Pie!
I must say, Amy, I was very impressed to see that Bernadette got her PhD.
It's indeed admirable, although it is microbiology.
Your doctorate is in neurobiology. I fail to see the distinction.
I'll make it simple for you. I study the brain, the organ responsible for Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Bernadette studies yeast, the organism responsible for Michelob Light. there something wrong with your neck?
It's a little stiff. What a remarkably fragile structure to support such a valuable payload. It's not unlike balancing a Fabergé egg on a pixie stick.
Have you considered massage?
I'd like to respond to that sarcastically. Yes, I relish the thought of a stranger covering my body with oil and rubbing it.
I was proposing you massage your muscles with your own hands.
Still sounds like a lot of unnecessary touching.
Trust me. With your right hand, locate the spot where the scapula meets the acromion process.
All right.
Now push your third finger along the ridge of the shoulder blade, making a small rotation as you do so.
Rotating?
You should feel a small node-like object rolling back and forth along the bone.
You mean the myofascial point?
Obviously. Now bear down on it like the seventh grade noogies we all know too well.
Oh, dear Lord. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Amy, I've never been touched like this before. Oh, my hands are magic.
Don't flatter yourself. Your hands are blunt tools guided by my knowledge of the nervous system. I could just as easily have paralyzed you.
There's someone at my door.
That doesn't intrude.
Sheldon opens the door to Raj.
Can I sleep here tonight?
Why?
Leonard's having astronomically inaccurate Star Trek sex with my sister.
I can see how that would be upsetting. Come in. I'll get the sheets and blankets for the couch.
Don't bother. I'll just sleep in Leonard's room.
No, I can't authorize that.
Well, he's in my bed. Why can't I be in his?
The Hammurabi code is an eye for an eye, not a bed for a bed.
Come on, dude. I'm exhausted. And Tara Banks says the most important item in your makeup bag is a good night's sleep.
All right. This is a form indemnifying me from your use of Leonard's bedroom. Sign here indicating that I tried to stop you and did so using a stern facial
expression. He pulls the face, and Raj signs.
Good night, Sheldon.
Wait, not yet. We still have to go over safety procedures. Now, the apartment has three emergency exits located here, here, and here. In the event of a power outage, luminous paint will guide you to the nearest exit.
Sheldon switches off the light, revealing luminous green arrows on the floor and green lines around the door.
I never kid about safety.
Leonard walks into his bedroom and sits on the bed.
Oh! Ow! What are you doing here?
I was sleeping.
In my bed?
Well, I would have slept in my own bed, but it's being used to bring shame to my family. And the memory of Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, you heard.
Well, Scotty, I need more power.
Sorry. The Sheldon know you're sleeping in here?
Are you kidding? He made me sign a waiver, participate in an emergency fire drill, and take a refresher course in CPR. Thank God he had a dummy.
Oh, yeah, mouth-to-mouth Mona. You know she used to date Howard?
Oh, my God, she's that Mona? Why can't you and my sister spend your nights here?
We tried. She doesn't get along with Sheldon.
Sheldon doesn't get along with Sheldon. It's still no reason for me to have to listen to you arm your photon torpedoes every night.
Okay, well, how about this? Until Priya gets her own place, you stay here and I'll stay at your apartment.
Can I bring girls here?
You? Sure, bring as many as you want.
Okay, deal.
Just not against their will. I think you should be eating that cake.
Why?
Well, if you're gonna be a trophy husband for a rich wife, you might want to watch your waistline.
He's right. A minute on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Yeah. First of all, I'm not threatened by my fiance's success. I'm proud of her. And secondly, I have my own career.
Until you have kids.
Good news, Raj. I got the blood work back from the lab. You're okay to stay for a while.
When did you take my blood?
Not important. Your sugar was a little high. I'd follow up with your regular physician. In the meantime, I have some paperwork here for you to go over.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, boilerplate stuff. A modified roommate agreement for a temporary house guest and a living will and durable power of attorney.
This says you can make end-of-life decisions for me.
As your friend, let's hope it doesn't come to that. Please sign.
Did you sign this?
There's a reciprocity clause. You get to pull the plug on him, too.
Well, that seems fair.
Now, congratulations and welcome temporarily aboard. Here's your ID card, your key, and your lapel pin, which Leonard
Sheldon glares at him.
FYI, part of your responsibilities as roommate pro tem will be to drive me to and from work, the comic book store, the barber shop, and the park for 1 hour every other Sunday for fresh air.
Bring a ball or a frisbee, you know, something he can chase.
Also, you're tasked with bringing home all takeout dinners. Tonight is Thai food. You'll find the standard order in Appendix B or downloadable from my FTP server. If you have any questions, here's the FAQ sheet. Or if you prefer the human touch, I do a live web chat call.
Raj turns to Leonard.
No backsies.
In the flat. Raj has laid the takeaway out on the round coffee table in front of the sofa and is lighting candles.
What is this?
This is the difference between eating and dining.
Remarkable. I'm just realizing how much Leonard's been skating by all these years.
It's not a big thing. Just think of me as a brown Martha Stewart.
Sheldon, did you change your Wi-Fi password again?
Yes, it's Penny. Get your own Wi-Fi, no spaces.
Thanks. Wow, it's with a fancy spread.
My new roommate is bending over backwards to ingratiate himself to me. Nice touch, by the way.
What do you mean, new roommate? What happened to Leonard?
Same thing that happened to Homo erectus. He was replaced by a superior species.
Raj realizes.
That came out wrong.
All right, let me try this again. Where's Leonard?
He's living at my place, so I'm living here.
You're living here provisionally. But I must say it's looking good.
Oh, Leonard and Priya are living together? That's big.
No, origami napkin swans. That's the headline.
It's a good thing.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got you a little present.
Bernie, no, you didn't have to.
Howard opens Bernadette's gift in bed.
You bought me a Rolex? How much did this cost?
Oh, you let me worry about the money. I just want my baby to have pretty things.
More wine?
Oh, no, no, no. I've had way too much already.
Here's an interesting fact.
Raj pours her a glass.
Man is not the only species that ferments fruit in order to become intoxicated. Can you guess what the other is? A hint, sometimes they pack the alcohol in their trunks.
Monkeys.
When does a monkey have a trunk?
When a suitcase just won't do.
All right. It would appear as if alcohol is playing keep away with your intelligence. Good night. Please note, it is now past 10 p.m. Per our roommate agreement, kindly refrain from raucous laughter, clinking of glasses, and celebratory gunfire.
Okay. Explain something to me. You watch Leonard put up with that guy for years and years. What has to break inside your brain for you to think, oh, Krishna, I've got to get me some of that?
Well, it's a lot better than having to wear noise-canceling headphones in my own apartment.
What? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, Leonard's a noisy little dude in the sack.
Mm. Every night.
Really? Even during allergy season when he has to alternate between kissing and breathing?
it's my sister. Can we not talk about this anymore?
Yeah, sorry, sorry. Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I screwed up. Leonard's a great guy. Never should have broken up with him.
Well, to paraphrase Shakespeare, it's better to have loved and lost than to stay home every night.
Oh, you poor baby.
What's wrong with me, Penny?
Nothing, nothing. You know, if we weren't friends, I'd be on you like the speed of light squared on matter to make energy.
Hey, you totally got that right. E equals MC squared.
I listen. I have no idea what it means, but I listen. To friendship.
To friendship.
Would you, booze hound, please stop that?
They both laugh.
And the answer was elephant.
Leonard and Priya are kissing on the sofa.
Leonard's sweetheart, we're kissing, not eating hot soup.
Sorry.
That's my parents on video chat. Go hide in the bedroom.
Oh, come on. Why don't we just tell them that we're dating?
Oh, we've been through this. It's not the time.
When is the time?
I've got 5 brothers and sisters. One of them is bound to screw up real big, and then I'll tell my parents about you.
He leaves the room.
Hello, Mommy. Hello, Daddy.
We heard there was a tornado in Kansas City. Is that close to you?
No.
Where is your brother?
Oh, out with friends.
I don't like it. A young girl alone in an apartment.
I'll sleep so much better when you move back here next month.
You're moving back to India?
Who's that?
Oh, my God, there's someone in your apartment. Call the police in America.
When were you going to tell me about this?
Oh, hello, Leonard. What a pleasant surprise. Mommy, Daddy, you remember Rajesh's friend, Leonard?
I thought you said Rajesh was out with his friends.
Oh, he has many friends.
Rajesh has many friends?
Why are you lying to us?
She's lying because she doesn't want you to know we're dating.
Leonard!
Well, what difference does it make? If you're moving back to India, we're obviously breaking up.
You know what?
She walks out, leaving Leonard on the sofa. Priya's parents fold their arms and glare at him.
So, hot in India?
Of course it is. It always is. It's India. Now, what do you have to say for yourself?
That is
when they look round, he quickly shuts the laptop. There are clothes strewn over Leonard's bed. Raj and Penny are asleep in it, naked under the covers. He has his hand draped over her. Penny wakes, looks down at his hand, and frowns. She runs her gaze along his arm and up to his face. She sits up, and Raj wakes.
Oh, God! Oh. Okay, look, this never happened.
He nods quickly.
Do you understand me? Really?
Leonard's asleep on the sofa.
What are you doing here?
What?
I said, what are you doing here?
I live here.
I have paperwork that says differently.
Priya's going back to India.
Irrelevant. Rajesh and I have a good thing going, and you're
Howard's
going to
at the door.
It. What are you doing here?
Been up all night. I had a fight with Bernadette.
Why?
She gave me a beautiful watch.
Leonard, do you understand this?
Yes.
Penny and Raj come out of the bedroom together, surprising everyone.
Damn.
What's going on?
Oh. it's
she hurries out.
What does it look like?